In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. It took them killing some of our babies for some of us to finally wake up. They said it was just population control, and many of us bought into that fact that there were too many boys. And so they started taking every baby boy born to our group and throwing them in the river. It was amazing how many of us just kind of went along with that, thinking this was just normal, expected population control. It was for the good of the empire. But some of us, like myself, we started to wake up. We started to realize that maybe our situation in Egypt wasn't nearly as good and plush as we had believed it. A revolutionary fervor started to awaken in many of us. We wanted to start to stand up for our rights. We wanted our privileges back. We were citizens of the Egyptian Empire. We were Egyptians. We had lived as part of Egypt for over 400 years. How could they treat us like second-class citizens? We deserve to be treated like every Egyptian. So many of us started to rally together to speak our voice to the Pharaoh. We deserved our rights. We were Egyptians. We wanted the rights, the privileges of Egyptian citizens. In the midst of this revolutionary fervor, a crazy shepherd showed up from the wilderness. This guy named Moses. He claimed that he had been raised in the house of Egypt, that he himself had seen the inside of the Egyptian empire and the machinery that it was. And that he had fled 40 years ago, he told us, to go live in the wilderness. And that in the wilderness he had found God. And that God had challenged him to go back to Egypt, to tell his people that it was time to leave. This is crazy talk to all of us. Leave Egypt? No way. Even for those of us that had a revolutionary bent, we would never think of leaving Egypt. This was the center of all civilization as we knew it. Egypt had saved us through so many famines. Egypt's armies protected our backs. We loved Egypt. We were patriots to Egypt. Why would we ever leave Egypt? No way. Sure, things had gotten a little out of hand. Things were out of balance. We needed to stand up for our rights. We needed to get our privileges back. Yes, what they were doing to our baby boys was wrong, absolutely. But we had it good in Egypt. Moses, you're crazy. Why would we leave? Egypt has thousands, millions of acres of crops to provide for us. A water system that provides for us. A structure, a government system that takes care of us. Why, Moses, would we ever leave? You're crazy. But this crazy shepherd kept thinking he could speak for us to the Pharaoh. And we all remember the first time he went before the Pharaoh on our behalf. He told the Pharaoh, the leader of our people, he told Pharaoh, I'm taking my people and I'm leaving. Pharaoh told him, no, you're not. Your people are an integral part of the Egyptian empire, of this system. Without your people, our system falls apart. We need them as workers. We need you to buy into the system. You're not leaving. You, Moses, you sound lazy, and it sounds like your people are getting lazy. Maybe you need more work. And so Pharaoh put us to more work. He made us gather our own straw now to make the bricks for the great buildings that we were making for the empire. Oh, we were furious with Moses. We wanted to string him up. Moses, what are you doing to us? There were better ways to approach Pharaoh, to tell him we wanted to be a part of the system. We can't just leave. What have you created for us? More trouble, Moses, get lost. But Moses wouldn't listen. And then the craziness really started to happen. Moses kept going back to Pharaoh, and then things that I've never seen before started happening. It all started with the water in the Nile. It became putrid, undrinkable, death water, color of blood. The Nile was our very source of life. It was the basis of everything that happened in Egypt. And this woke a lot of us up. What is going on? Moses claimed that it was his God was acting in order to wake us up to the madness. But we didn't listen to Moses. Because eventually the Nile River went back to its old ways. And we forgot. And Pharaoh, he wasn't convinced by much. But then things started to pile on top of each other. The Nile then started putting forth frogs like crazy. And then lice started to go on everybody within the empire. And then swarms of insects were next. And then diseases started to ravage the cattle. Diseases then started to ravage all of us. And as the diseases started to hit our bodies, we started to question, maybe life in the empire isn't so great. But Pharaoh, he definitely wasn't going to let us leave. And let's be honest, we didn't want to leave. But then it kept coming. The crops were devastated by a hailstorm I've never seen before. We lost everything. And then locusts came. And they ate up all of the plants that were left. I mean, just the trees that we couldn't even use for food were just devastated by this field of locusts. I've never seen anything like it. And darkness came upon the land. And this really started to wake us up. We as Egyptians had been worshiping with Egypt Ra, the sun god. We had never seen the sun god upon whom we relied for everything. The sun gave us everything. This sun went dark. This shook us to our bones. I think it was at that point when the darkness covered the land for an unnatural period of time that we started to question, maybe life in Egypt isn't as good as we think it is. We started to listen to Moses. We had lost so much. Our bodies had been devastated by disease. Cattle, crops, everything that we relied on from Egypt was falling apart. What did Egypt really have to offer us in the face of disaster after disaster? So Moses rallied us together now that our spirits were sort of with him. As I look back in all those plagues, as we called them, I don't think they were really for Pharaoh. I think they were for us, to wake us up to what was wrong in Egypt. And so we started to listen to Moses, and he told us a final plague is coming upon the firstborns. The very power structure of Pharaoh's house, of all of the hierarchy, because Egypt was a huge class system and you knew where you belonged in the class system. And Moses said a plague was coming that was going to throw that class system on its head. And he said we needed to trust and obey if we were going to be saved from this plague. And so we did. We put blood from lambs on our doorposts. We stayed dressed all night, ready to leave, because Moses said, it's time to run. And we didn't make our bread with yeast because Moses said it needed to be quicker. No yeast. It takes too much time. And we listened, most of us. And that night, I've never heard anything like it. Have you ever heard the scream of a mother waking up to her dead child? And it wasn't just one mother. was thousands. I think maybe we left more because we just wanted to get away from the sound. It was horrifying. But God had protected us. We woke up and all of our children were there. And we were ready to leave. So we got up. Egypt was in such disarray that we were able to take everything we needed. We grabbed what we could and we headed out. We were thinking, Moses, okay, maybe you were right. Our great liberator. We'll listen to more about your God. So out into the wilderness we went. We didn't know what we were going to do, but we figured we'd go out and we would start our own great nation. We would build an empire for ourselves, a better empire. But Moses started to talk about just wandering in the wilderness, relying on God. But before this could happen, we came to a great sea. And we decided to camp there for a few days because there was no easy way around. And as we were camping, we started to see what made all of our hearts drop. The cloud of dust in the distance. Those of us who had lived in Egypt our whole lives, we knew what that cloud of dust was. The sign of the chariots. The army of Pharaoh was coming upon us. I've never seen people's attitudes switch so quickly. One minute we believe Moses was the answer to everything we were looking for. And the next minute, I don't think I've ever witnessed anyone get a verbal abuse the way that Moses did. Moses, what the hell were you thinking? You just brought us out of Egypt and now look, the army is going to destroy us. You didn't think this through. You couldn't have just left us to die in Egypt. There weren't enough graves in Egypt for you just to leave us there. Moses, we told you just to leave us alone. Now we're going to die. It's over, Moses. Oh, all the fun and games. Look, we could live without the empire. Yeah, right. Now they're going to destroy us. Things are going to be either we're dead or they're going to take us back and things are going to be way worse than they ever were. Moses, you're lucky that we don't kill you right now. And Moses' words stuck with me. He had a calm about him in the face of this verbal abuse that I've never quite seen. He said to us, "Stand firm. The Lord that I've been telling you about, the God of your ancestors that you've forgotten about, He will fight for you this day. You just need to be still. Just stop. The Lord will fight for you." And just when I thought I'd seen the craziest things I would ever see in my life, Moses raised his arms. And the sea that was standing before us started to be moved by a wind that seemed to come out of nowhere. And this wind parted the sea in such a way that there was a path for us. And Moses said, "Look, God is providing a way out. Let's follow him." The army was coming. We followed. We went through the sea. And the army continued to chase. But as soon as we were through the sea, Moses dropped his arms and the Egyptian army was swallowed in the waves. We did nothing. We just kept walking. And somehow this God that Moses was talking about came through for us. It was amazing. As we look back on it now, I think the biggest mistake we made was convincing ourselves we weren't slaves in Egypt. It's crazy what it took to wake us up to the reality that we were slaves. We thought we were just a part of the empire. Good citizens, that we had our place within it. We thought we were equals. We thought the empire had our best interests at mind. But we were blind. And there was no way we wanted to leave the safety of the empire that we grew up in. It had provided everything for us for the day we were born. We didn't know any other life. I feel like it's hard to blame us, right? Egypt is what we knew in our DNA. Why would we want to leave? It was our comfort zone. So I came to be very thankful, very grateful for those plagues. They were horrible in the moment, but those plagues, those disasters showed us the weakness, the darkness of this empire we trusted in. And they were piled on top of each other so quickly that it was hard for us to ignore it. Egypt, these plagues were showing us, was a place of death, not a place of life. We thought Egypt was the answer to everything we wanted, but it turned out Egypt was the cause of the destruction. Everything that Egypt promised failed us. We started to see that Egypt was a fragile house of cards that could be toppled so quickly. I'm excited about our new life in the wilderness. I don't know what's going to happen. But every people that we run into, I try to share our story. I want them to know and to look deep within their own lives. I want them to look within. So I challenge you today, look within at your own lives, at your own situation. We were convinced that we were just good citizens of a great empire. But then we woke up one day and realized we were slaves. Might you be caught in the same thing? And we would have never wanted to leave the familiarity of that empire life. But we started to realize it was just death. And I think those plagues that were piled up upon us so quickly, they're in every empire. Look within your lives. Do you not see the plagues devastating the empire? Maybe there's not life there, but death. Maybe it's time to leave. Maybe there's a better way. So I hope you'll take the time to look within. Check yourselves. Are you slaves? Are you caught up in a system of death? Might it be best to step out of it? We're going to step out in trust. This Moses tells us that there's a God out there who will take care of our daily needs. I'm excited. Terrified, but excited. I hope y'all will join us. Amen.